For the stock market, November has been one of the best months on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 8%, and the value of blue-chip stocks like IBM has soared. While the Dow dropped 29 points today, it has gained 500 points in just the past 6 weeks, and the NASDAQ market, which includes many high-tech stocks, set its fourth record in a row today. But what goes up will come down, and some analysts believe the bull market has already gone on too long. NPR's Jim Ziroli reports.
By nearly every conventional measure of performance, stock prices long ago got too high. Whether you look at corporate profits, dividend yields, or the value of company assets, all the ways economists have traditionally measured stock values, nothing really justifies the levels prices have reached lately. Jim Stack is president of Investec Research.
What we're seeing in the market is a type of a mutual fund mania, an era much like what you might consider California real estate in the late 1980s, where prices are driven beyond intrinsic underlying values.
What's behind the bull market is in part what economists call strong fundamentals. Corporate profits are good, if not great, inflation is low, and consumer confidence remains strong. But these explain only part of the stock market's performance. Many analysts say that after 6 years of a bull market, a kind of gold rush mentality is starting to grip investors. Martin Barnes is managing editor of Bank Credit Analyst.
Those who have stood on the sidelines feel increasingly stupid not participating. I mean, you see the conversations that go over guard, you know, yard fences. Hey, Joe, you know, are you still not in the market? I just bought this mutual fund 6 months ago. Look how much it's up. You really got to do this. So there's tremendous pressure on people to take more risk to get higher returns.
As a result, small investors have been pouring money into stock mutual funds in record amounts. A similar kind of groupthink is happening among professional investors. Martin Barnes says fund managers these days are afraid to shift their money from stocks into bonds or cash because they're afraid they'll miss out on the big returns they've been getting.
All these institutions are in a performance game. They're all trying to beat each other. And it's a huge sin to be underinvested in a bull market.
All this has created a kind of vicious cycle. Higher prices encourage people to invest more in stocks, which pushes prices up even more. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up almost 27% for the year and could even end up surpassing the remarkable rate of growth it experienced last year. The bull market has gone on so long that many analysts who used to be bearish have changed their minds. It's conventional wisdom in the stock market that rapid rises eventually end and are followed by a correction. Today, it's hard to find anyone who is willing to predict that a correction will happen anytime soon. Analysts say the things that are most likely to bring one about are a recession, an increase in interest rates, or some kind of big global crisis, and none of these is on the horizon now. Gary Anderson is an investment advisor to fund managers. He believes the bull market will continue for a while, saying there are still some groups of stocks that haven't risen as much as they could.
It's kind of like shifting players in and out of the game. When one set of players gets tired, you send a new in off the bench and they carry the game on. And there are still some groups that are reasonably well rested that I think could still rally and provide continuing impetus on the upside to this market.
If stocks are massively overvalued, most analysts say that's not in and of itself a problem. But Jim Stack of Investec Research warns that a market that's risen too high too fast is especially susceptible to sudden shocks in the economy.
The market that goes up and up and up without healthy bear markets or healthy corrections is much more likely to experience a more severe bear market, possibly even a crash the next time around. So that does raise the relative level of risk today to the highest level that I've certainly seen in my 25 years of investing experience.
Many analysts believe a correction right now wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, saying it would inject a dose of reality into the market. The danger is that a crash could end up hurting a lot of small investors, just as the drop in real estate prices in the 80s caused the value of so many people's homes to plunge. And that could end up aggravating the country's problems when the current cycle of economic expansion comes to an end. This is Jim Ziroli in New York.